Following the release of the second official report on the implementation of the national mortgage settlement, New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman noted encouraging progress on behalf of New York State homeowners. The report, issued by the settlement's national monitor, showed that over $1.8 billion in consumer relief has been delivered to New York homeowners since March of 2012. Schneiderman says to date, 21,535 New York homeowners have received assistance, including $1.2 billion in principal reductions and refinancing that lowers interest rates on their mortgages.
And the initial projection that HUD did when we went into the settlement was that New York would see about $600 million in relief. We're vastly exceeding that, because this is just numbers for the first 10 months. And I think the reason is that we structured our settlement differently than any other state. We got more money up front to put into housing counseling and legal services. So we saved agencies that were about to go out of business or were laying people off, and made sure that in every community of the state, there were folks on the front line who, first of all, could make sure that no one is wrongfully foreclosed on. Second of all, make sure that every New Yorker possible that's eligible for relief under the mortgage settlement, whether it's rate reduction or principal reduction or some other form of relief, knew about it.
In 2012, Bank of America, J.P. Morgan Chase, Wells Fargo, Citibank, and Ally Financial agreed to a $25 billion penalty under a state national settlement, with at least $17 billion going directly to borrowers. Bank of America and J.P. Morgan Chase have been particularly active in New York, providing a combined total of first mortgage principal reductions for over 3,000 homeowners statewide. The AG notes his agency's homeowner protection program, known as HOP, has $60 million in funding and has already begun giving out grants for the next 3 years. Eligibility is determined through a series of formulas.
Where they have to calculate what your debt-to-income ratio is, folks who are underwater, people who owe more on their homes than the home is worth, are in many, many cases eligible for relief. People who are delinquent in their mortgages or who are headed towards foreclosure, the news is that New Yorkers should not wait until they are in foreclosure to call. They should call 1-855-466-3456, and that's our Attorney General's hotline to get you in touch with a housing counselor who can go over your numbers with you and see what you qualify for. There are different kinds of relief available under the settlement.
Schneiderman says it's hard to say exactly how many foreclosures have been averted by the program. He places the success rate of the HOP program at 50%.
Statewide, over the longer period of time, 10 months, we think that something like 13,000 families have already gotten principal reduction, which really is the best relief of all, meaning if you owed $200,000 on your mortgage, it gets written down to $150,000 so you can afford to stay in your home.
In the state of New York, an average of 1 in 10 mortgages is at risk of foreclosure. The AG's office says that throughout the state, 34 legal services organizations and 59 housing counseling agencies will receive over $16.1 million this year to provide free foreclosure prevention services. An additional $3.9 million has been allocated for training, technical assistance, and other support services to assist homeowners in foreclosure. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.